This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello and welcome to Fully Charged Recharged.
That's
Hello.
Us.
We've loads to be doing, so we'll see you later. It never gets old, does it?
I don't know.
It never gets old, I think.
I know what I should have.
I do. I hate when I laugh at a joke that's so old.
Are there many other radio breakfast shows around the world called Fully Charged? Because it's smart.
It is very smart.
I remember before I worked in Spin, I used to always think that's a really good name for a young brand's breakfast show.
Because cool.
Don't the kids love technology and they love charging their phones? And then it's great to have a radio breakfast show as if you're fully charged because you're fully charged then for the day when you listen. And it kind of makes you think that they're going to give you loads of energy.
Mm, that's true.
And I'd say that's exactly how the marketing team sold it to the bosses.
You sound very old saying all that.
Yeah. That's just what I was thinking, you know.
There's not many, I actually don't think there's any radio show apart from us called Fully Charged.
It's so
and
smart.
And Valerie in the Southwest.
Yeah, our colleagues in the Southwest.
There is a David Hammond on radio.
Is there?
Yeah.
There is also, and it winds me up, there's a couple of podcasts called Fully Charged.
Is there?
And they're about like electric cars.
No way.
That's funny.
Because when you type in Fully Charged on Spotify, our show isn't the first thing that comes up. It's,
really?
It's all these.
Oh, Callum, that's your job. Sort out the SEO.
I don't care about SEO.
SEO.
So there's the Fully Charged podcast by the Fully Charged show. And I think this has been around for years and it's all about... It's hosted by your man, Robert Llewellyn. Now, I don't know if you know him by name, but he used to be the host of Scrap Heap Challenge. Do you remember Scrap Heap Challenge?
No, I think I recognise the name more than them.
I do recognise the name more than the TV show.
Anyway, they...
Scrap Heap Challenge? What was that show
about? Like Robot Wars type of thing.
Yeah, but it was based in a scrapyard and then you had to build machines and it was like a different themed machine every
That's
week.
Cool.
It was really cool. You probably can find it on like Bravo or Dave.
Oh, Dave. It's a classic Dave show.
And
Challenge.
They've rebranded their channels and it's really weird now. It's now called You and Dave.
You and Dave?
You and Dave.
Yeah. So,
oh,
again, really boring media speak. Flaming Glavin.
Flaming Glavin.
The company that owns that network is called UKTV. So in the old days, it used to be called UKTV Gold and UKTV Dave or whatever. Then they just rebranded it to Gold and Dave.
Yes,
and
I remember. Yeah, UKTV Gold.
And now it's just called You and Dave because they brought you back because that's the name of their streaming service.
Stop changing things, people.
How do you know all this shit?
Just read online. Channel 5 is changing from Channel 5 to 5.
Channel 5 used to be something else.
It used to be called 5.
Was it?
It launched as 5.
What did the word channel ever do to
I was anyone? Always so confused as to why they called it Dave.
Yeah, it's a weird name.
Because it's the everyman's channel.
Oh, is that what it is?
We all know, it's
like you all know a Dave. You all have a friend in Dave kind of thing. Gold used to stand for Go On Laugh Daily.
No, it didn't.
It did.
Go on, laugh daily.
Yeah, because it was all about
they
old
came
comedies.
Up with gold first.
Yeah, no, that was the tagline for it.
Yeah, but then they decided, no, they came up with gold first and then they were like,
how do we make this work? Yeah, because that's
go
too
on,
shit.
Go on, laugh daily.
Acronym.
Yeah. Like Teddy Swims.
That's awful.
Go on, laugh daily.
What was the Swims again?
Someone who isn't me sometimes.
On that note, talk to you in the morning.
What's we doing?
Fully charged.
Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
You wake up in the morning.
Vid is on.
Good morning. Welcome along.
Good morning.
Hello,
How are we? What are we, Tuesday?
Yeah, we're moving through January nicely now, guys.
Most wonderful day of the entire week.
Yeah, but did you hear there's going to be some mad storms at the end of the week?
Do I hear wind or something?
Yeah, like the strongest wind of the winter.
Class.
It sounds great.
It sounds very Game of Thrones.
Yes.
When they say wind
strongest
is coming.
Strongest winds of the winter. I regressed to my teenage self yesterday.
Go on.
Did you ever make up dodgy excuses to skip PE?
Yes.
Yeah, I always tried to say I was on my period, but it never
didn't
worked.
Didn't work, no. We'd all be going to the chaplain's office before PE. Oh, miss. I'm a bit cramps.
Yeah.
No, we're all telling utter.
Several weeks in a row.
Yeah. Constantly.
Of chronic. I know, it's chronic.
It felt like that yesterday, even though I didn't pull that one. I was at a boxing class and I actually couldn't keep up. I was like, oh, I'm so unfit after Christmas. I haven't done anything in weeks. And halfway through, I was like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I can't keep going. I can't keep doing this.
Yeah.
I went to the toilet and sat in the toilet for 10 minutes.
Nice.
Did you?
Nice.
I actually did. And I was watching the clock and I could hear them all doing the bits outside. And I was like, how long is too long? And I was like, I'll go back when there's 15 minutes left.
Go it.
I just sat there and I washed my hands and then I took off all my wraps and I just tossed my phone for a while. And I actually was like, this is 15
and you paid
year old
for this
me.
Class.
I did, yeah.
How long was the class?
45 minutes and I missed 10 of it.
I think people need to normalise more of that though. Like, why do we feel like we can't, like when we're actually about to like keel over, that we have to keep going in
the
class?
Oh, don't get me wrong. The class is so sound. If I just sat it out, no one would have probably minded.
No, I know,
but
the social pressure to keep going.
Yes.
You had to hide in a cubicle.
I did. It was very teenage years of me.
I'm proud of you. I actually think that was brave.
Thanks very much. Good. I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you very much. It's not the reaction I was expecting, but I'll take it. Kicking off with Dua Lipa, you're on Spin.
Fully charged. Recharged.
Big Pig and Favourite Girl.
Big Pig.
With Emma, Dave and Aisling. Just gone 10 past 7 this Tuesday morning. Hope all is well.
Well, that is an appropriate artist name because we're going to talk about animals.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about animals in Welsh this morning.
Do you know what? I never know what to expect on this show.
Yeah, it's just one of those quirky openers.
I wonder what everyone else is on the radios up to around Dublin right now.
Whose birthday is it?
I'm going to say not this. So basically I came across this guy on TikTok and he's kind of teaching people Welsh. Now, he's English, so I'm sure if you were Welsh, that would be probably kind of annoying. Mm-hmm. But he's more just doing it in a funny way. He's kind of staying in his lane. He's sticking to Welsh animals only because how they form the word for different Welsh animals is quite funny in the language. It's basically like they take a word that like kind of describes what the animal is like.
Oh, I love
this.
And
then that becomes the animal's name or whatever.
Okay.
So for example, like in English we have ladybird, which is like, we know what a ladybird is, but then like if you pull it apart, like ladybird, it sort of is like a description of what a ladybird is.
Are there many ladybirds?
Not in the slightest, but yeah.
Yeah, I know. Like a poor description, which a lot of these are too, which is funny. So this guy is going through loads of different animals, so we're going to play a little game.
So is it the kind of vibe from, do you remember we made our own medicine names?
And I was thinking
like
of this.
Headache go way way.
Yes.
And it was like for Panadol or something.
Yeah. Okay. I think we might have done this with animals before as well, where I can't remember if we were just like, can't breathe in air and it's a fish or something. I don't know. But anyway, so I'm going to give you the Welsh word for the animal, which I'm going to pronounce completely wrong. It's actually a very hard language. And then I'll give you like the kind of translation of the literal translation.
Okay.
You guess the animal.
Go for it.
We've got Mockingwata, and it means short pig. That's an easy one.
Mockingwata.
Pig, guinea pig.
Bingo.
Oh, very good, Emma.
Okay. Mockingdare. Earth pig.
Earth pig. Is it pig?
No. No.
An earth pig.
An earth pig.
It must
think
be a
of
cow.
Down in the earth.
Maybe. Oh, it's a
an
worm.
Ant. No, bigger. Underground.
Oh, a rabbit.
No.
A mole.
A badger.
A badger.
Yeah.
Earth pig.
Yeah.
Okay.
Luanog. That's not how you say that. It means bushy.
Bushy.
Squirrel.
Go to the first one you were going to say.
I was going to say squirrel.
Oh. I thought you were going to say fox. Which is what it is.
Gotcha.
Bushy. Oh, because bushy tail maybe.
This one's very clever. So it's droogie.
Droogie.
And it means smelly dog.
Which is
pig.
No.
A cow?
No.
A smelly dog. What's a smelly
very
dog?
Very smelly. Ew.
Oh, a skunk.
Yes. Okay. Very good.
What in God's
name? It doesn't look like a dog at all.
Give us the name for it again.
Droogie.
Droogie.
I like droogie. Larfaki half.
Oh.
Means little hen of summer.
A chicken. A rooster. Little hen of summer. I hate this game.
Yeah, you're really bad.
Duck. A swan.
No, this is stupid. Butterfly.
Butterfly. Okay.
A little hen of the summer.
Yeah.
It's a very nice, though.
Yeah, it's
That's
nice.
That's like something like Yeats would write.
It is. Yeah.
But also, like, say, for example, if someone told me that, I'm trying to think of one of the examples that you said, I would kind of change my interpretation of the animal completely.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know
mean.
What I mean? I'm like a,
now
something
I'm like,
isn't a dog. A skunk isn't a dog.
Now I'm starting to think badgers are earth pigs, for real.
Yeah.
This is a really good one. Guasi nader. It means snake's servant.
Snake's servant. A mouse?
Dragonfly.
Oh, very
not
good.
Not good. Like, Bokdu. Fat cheek.
Fat cheek. A hamster.
Yes.
Oh!
That's cute.
Well done. Okay, we'll fly through the last few. Kruben means little hump.
Little hump. A camel.
No.
Little hump.
Turtle.
Oh, okay.
A turtle, yeah. This is my favourite one. Morlaus. It means sea sleeve.
A sea sleeve.
Fish.
Is it an eel?
It's a squid.
Ah.
Sea sleeve. And then buk gok gota, which means small red cow.
Small red cow. So...
I'm still going for pig.
A calf.
Always pig. If in doubt, pig. Ladybird.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. And if you want to know, the Irish for ladybird is Bowen Day, which means little cow of God.
What's with the cow thing?
I don't know.
Spots.
Yeah, spots, maybe. And like, yeah, I don't know. So anyway,
well, I feel like we all learned something. Thank you. And sorry for butchering the Welsh language.
Yeah. So
apologies,
sorry, Wales.
Welsh listeners.
Recharged.
And around this time on yesterday's show, we were talking about this gross story that was doing the rounds about suckable soup lozenges.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It was for people who were feeling sick, and this company had released them, and I was suggesting to mind the suckable soup. Gross. There were some other things that were nice, that could be nice in that form.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were going to bring some in.
Including green tea, I thought might be worthwhile.
Yeah, you're coming up with different flavours of lozenges.
And then we were talking about like different flavours of crisps in that form. And I said, I always suck on my crisps. And this brought a bit of shock, I think, amongst you guys. What do you mean you suck on your crisps? I'm like, I always have a good suck on a tato crisp.
On a tato crisp?
Oh, yeah.
See, I thought maybe I could forgive you for, like, doing it to, like, the corn, like, kind of crisps.
Oh, yeah, because
like,
they're, like,
chickpea or something, because they melt.
Snacks. Yeah.
Okay. That might work. Yeah. But an actual tato crisp.
So today I'd like to change your minds about sucking on crisps, and I've brought in a variation of different flavours and types of crisps for you to try sucking on. Are you ready?
Okay.
Oh, this is annoying because in like about 5 hours' time, I'd be so excited to do this, but right now my breath is minty fresh. What are you giving me now? Prawn cocktail?
We're going to start with the real easy, obvious one. Suck on a skip, please, Aisling.
Okay,
suck on a skip, please, Dave.
What have we got to do? Just put it in our mouth and suck?
Put it in your mouth and give it a good suck.
So, like, no biting is what you're saying.
No. No chewing at all, no.
Oh, it disappears very quickly. Mm.
It's a good example, you see. Sorry.
It's like eating candy floss.
Oh, so hard.
Like, as soon as it goes into your mouth, it's
no
gone.
No biting.
I'm after breaking it, but with my tongue. Is that okay?
That's all right. It's not exactly.
Mine's gone.
Not ideal. Mine's down my throat as well.
Wait, what?
Yeah, gone. Look.
I sucked it.
Oh, I haven't been actively sucking. I've been just letting it sit. Sorry. It's very hard.
Like a lolly.
Ooh, I really want to chew.
Next we're going...
Ooh, I really want to chew.
Next we're going to move on to a meanie, everybody.
Okay.
Take a meanie and give it a good suck.
Is this going to be... I think this is going to be more difficult than the skip.
Oh, I need a palate cleanser.
Oh, that's lovely.
Mm. Mm. Really wakes the mouth up, doesn't it?
But it is tougher.
By all means, join in if you're listening. Wherever you are.
Sucker breakfast.
Mm. No biting, actually.
Oh, it's so hard.
It's really hard.
This is the best one. I thought the meanies would be bad. This is top tier.
We have a long way to go.
And it sounds great on air.
Mm.
Yeah, beautiful. Next, we're moving on to a good suck on the salt and vinegar tato, everybody.
Okay,
are you telling me, Emma, that you wouldn't take a single bite throughout this whole...
I'd say for every 3 or 4 crisps, I just suck on them. The bag lasts much longer as well.
I'm starting to feel sick.
Are you?
Yeah, a little bit.
This is honestly my dream.
It's the texture that's developing...
Okay, so we're going for a salt and vinegar potato crisp now.
Yep. Even put half it in, Ash, if it's too much. Put a little one in.
A little one? Oh, like a bite then?
This is so weird.
Oh, now it's cutting the size of my mouth. It's cutting the size of my mouth.
All right, well, you could have broken it up a little bit if you fancied.
This is hard to break up.
Is anyone getting into the idea of the flavour from the suck of the crisp?
No, I'm totally on board with her.
Thank you very much, David.
There is so much flavour.
I think if I was a crisp taster
in
Tato HQ, this would be the way to do it.
Yeah.
To test the flavours, yes.
Otherwise, it just gets lost. It's just down here. You're just gobbling.
But I feel like 50% of the taste is the texture and the bite.
I don't understand how the taste is still here. I've been sucking on this for a good 40 seconds.
I know, right? So let's move on to a hot lip.
I'm so on board with this. A hot lip. This is great. This is wonderful. This is the best show we've ever done.
We're moving on to a hot lip. Obviously, they're a bit chunkier.
I find the hot lips aren't tasting like much lately. I got a bag of hot lips recently and they were very mild. Let's see.
Oh, I kind of see what you mean.
Yeah, I mean, they're not my favourite anymore.
No, this is my least favourite one to suck.
Oh my God, what happened to the flavour of hot lips?
Gone.
What happened to the shape of them?
What happened to everything hot lips? Oh, it's kind of coming in at the end.
This is a good suck.
No, I don't like this. This is my least favourite one.
You're not having a good suck in the hot lip?
I know, the hot lip's gone there for me now.
Oh, my favourite one.
I kept the creme de la creme to last. The best crisp to suck on is a cheese and onion tato. Okay? Flavour, top tier. Get stuck in there. Have a good suck.
This is so... Is this good to listen to? 0877111103. Are you enjoying yourself or have you turned off?
Okay, and this is the last one, folks. So
okay, good suck on this.
Oh,
so enjoy this now.
Oh, God.
I know.
I'm so on board with sucking crisps now.
I don't like it. Oh, my God, this is so good, Dave.
It's brilliant, Ash.
So much flavour.
Why don't you like it?
I want to chew so bad. My little gnashers are going 90 in the back.
I do. There is, like, there's a real pull to, like, chew.
It's like, I'm using so much restraint.
But if you restrain yourself, God, that flavour is amazing. And it would last so long.
I know.
I loved this.
Guys.
It feels like getting communion, where you're not allowed to chew.
No.
Now, at the same time, I don't want a choking hazard. If you feel the need to chew at the end, but get all the flavour you need off
chew
it first.
The communion.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm just like, God.
Do you? Anyway, guys, I'm happy we did that.
And so am I.
I'm glad
I enjoyed that.
Dave, at least, is on board.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We've been sucking crisps on the show this morning.
It was a bit bizarre.
That's strange.
I really enjoyed it, to be honest, but I was wondering... Were you listening, enjoying it? What were your thoughts on the sucking crisps segment?
Anyone still with us?
Yeah.
Or
so
like that?
Feedback is in.
Nicola was on.
No, I haven't tuned out. I'm still here.
Thanks, Nicola.
I'm here for the sucking of the crisps.
Why?
I'm not much of a crisp sucker myself now, but I do get where they're gone, especially the meanie.
Good on
you. I wouldn't suck potato crisps, but I'd suck like a crisp that could melt, so like a meanie or a chickadee or. Exactly what Dave said, but no, I'm here. It's enjoyable. I have 7 in the morning, I must say.
Nicola,
well,
appreciate you.
Does it make you...
Nicola, great to chat.
I'd say it really makes you want crisps.
Nicola, I'd highly recommend you give the old cheese and onion potato a try of a
yes,
suck.
I actually agree.
Just try it.
But, like, it is very hard not to...
Morning. You know me, at the start of the year, I get into my big movie-watching craze. And trying to watch all the movies that are going to be nominated for Oscars, even though the nominations haven't come out yet, but I'm predicting it will.
Have they not come out yet?
No. The end of the month is the Oscar nom.
I thought Kneecap was nominated for 2 Oscars or something.
No, it's been put forward by the Irish panel or whatever. Shortlisted or something like that.
Very good.
Wouldn't you be fuming if you've spent so much time watching movies and they don't even end up on the shortlist?
Yes. And I've read a couple of predictions lately that have not included some movies that I have watched recently, thinking they would. But one that most of them are saying is Dune Part 2.
Really?
So in order to watch Dune Part 2, I had to watch Dune Part 1. Both of them are available with the Now Cinema membership, which was very handy. And so I watched Dune Part 1 the other night, and I wouldn't be big into sci-fi, really.
Okay.
But I had made an interesting observation. I think they're trying to make sci-fi slightly more approachable.
Okay.
With Dune, even though I know it's like from... It's a really old book, but anyway.
I know 3 things about Dune.
Go on.
There are worms... There is Timothy Chalamet and there is Zendaya.
Yes, and that is what I knew going in.
That's actually all I know as well, and lots of like yellow.
And you can stream it with an Now Cinema membership.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the
also key point. And so, like, do you know the way, like, at the start we were kind of like, oh, I hate the way, like, sci-fi movies have all these really annoying names, and then you hear a person's name and you can't remember their name, and then they talk about them again, you're like, I don't know what that is.
Like,
or who
it's never Amy.
No, well, so there's House Atreides and then House Harkonnen.
Isn't Timothy Chalamet's character called Paul?
This is the point that I'm trying to make, okay? Then there's Fremen, and then you've the Bene Gesserit. What? But then, I think this is what I'm saying, they're trying to, like, appeal to the people who aren't very sci-fi, and they're trying to make that ever so slightly more approachable because Timothy's called Paul. And then you've also got the main kind of baddie, which is just the sandworm, which makes perfect sense to me. He's the big threat.
I thought the worms were like the Lewis. I thought they were like I thought it was like the transport.
Oh, I mean, maybe that's gonna come, but like for now they're swallowing up everything in sight. They're big, like they tunnel under the sand, they just suck everything.
I know this sounds terrible, but if I was an actress like Zendaya, oh my God, imagine. And if I was cast in Dune and I read the script, I'd be like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I'm watching them, I'm like picturing them literally being in a room with a green screen.
Yeah.
And then being like, we've got to save the Baron from the House Atreides. And I'm like, what are you all doing?
I'd be sitting there like, nah, lads, this is cringe.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it.
I know, so weird.
Sci-fi, do you know what I mean? Anyway.
But I did like just... the simplification of sandworm and Paul.
Yeah.
And I think we need to just like roll that out across.
Are you
going to
become a sci-fi girl?
I'm going to watch part 2. I did enjoy it. It was good.
Yeah,
it was good.
Decent.
It was fun.
Is it like a Star Wars
good story? quite like Star Wars, okay, cool. in a way. Yeah,
I'll
yeah.
give it a go. I came across a meme yesterday. You've heard of these memes.
Are they not called memes?
They're becoming very popular these days.
Memes, I thought.
Memes. I came across a meme, and it was about like a factory worker working in a company called Yamaha.
Oh yeah, I know Yamaha.
And coming out of the factory out onto the conveyor belt was motorbikes. And he was like, oh, I guess we make motorbikes. Mm. And then the next thing that come out was a piano. And he was like, wait, what?
Oh my God, yeah, they do make pianos.
And I was like, that's true. Yamaha does make pianos and also motorbikes.
That's so funny. I would always have just thought of the pianos, but yeah.
Am I wrong in thinking that they do pickup trucks?
I'd say they probably do as well.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like there is no limit to Yamaha's product line.
Yeah, many streams.
And I found that there is actually a lot of companies that make like one thing that you think they're famous for one thing, and then you realise, oh, they actually make something completely different.
Yeah.
And so I have a couple of them written down. We've had a show about sucking crisps and learning Welsh animal names, so the learning continues. Okay?
Yeah, yeah. The revelations.
Samsung, known for phones, tablets, fridges.
Yes.
Weird thing.
Yeah, we have a Samsung fridge.
Do you?
Yeah.
And military tanks and ships, apparently.
No.
Yeah.
Samsung.
No.
Apparently, they make military tanks and ships.
Well, that
they
have, turn off.
They have in the past. Anyway, so imagine you found out Apple made a tank.
Imagine being in the boardroom and talking about the new like Samsung Galaxy, and then they're like, "All right, so now the tanks."
Can we have the tank department?
The interns are like, "What?" Huh? Ferrari, obviously, they do cars, but they also do theme parks. They do Ferrari World in Abu Dhabi.
Oh, I've heard of that, yeah.
Yeah, so that was they have like the fastest roller coaster in the world is made by Ferrari.
Does it go brum?
I mean, that makes sense.
Brum brum.
As in, does it like brum?
It actually does. I've been on it.
And
it's,
what?
Yeah, I've been
sounds
on
like
it.
Sounds like a car. Cool.
And it's like, it's incredible. It's very, very cool. There is a company called Hitachi, and they make trains, and they also make something else. How do I describe what they make?
Vibrations.
Wow.
Yeah.
And trains.
And trains.
What do you mean they make vibrations?
Think about that, Emma.
Oh, Christ.
No, they make the move. The movement.
I was like, how do they create that movement?
Out of thin air.
We made it. So that's what Hitachi
did. I'd say the conductors on those trains have weird instruments.
Michelin. Michelin make tires.
Yes.
And they also review restaurants.
That has always been such a head scratcher for me.
The Michelin star restaurant.
Yes.
Well, how weird is that?
So weird.
So weird. It kind of reminds me of the Guinness World Records as well.
Yeah.
Doing the drink and also the book of world records.
The book of farthest eye poppers.
Yeah, exactly.
Longest fingernails. Weird.
Here's a drink and also here's the longest fingernails. Okay. Sony obviously making the big main product, the PlayStation, and movies. Did you know they make cameras as well and TVs? Now, this one is bizarre. This is a company called Unilever, right?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of them.
They make ice cream, such as HB and Ben & Jerry's.
Mm-hmm.
They also make bleach.
So random!
They also make soup. Knorr. You know Knorr?
Yeah, Knorr.
Knorr is their product.
Mm-hmm.
And toilet roll.
Wow!
And Vaseline. And iced tea.
Oh, no.
Guys, we need to learn something weird from Spain.
Unilever do...
Everything.
All.
You used to do like spin tea bags or something, total lot, or spin butter.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's very good. I like that. Honda do cars and lawnmowers. Mitsubishi do cars and air conditioning units and pens and ships and planes as well, apparently. And Saab, I know Saab, my uncle drives a Saab. They are cars, but they are also missile launchers.
It's really good to know these things,
isn't it?
When you're choosing who you want to purchase from.
A lot of these companies, like back in the day, maybe during the World War, would have made these things.
Yeah, like gone into weapons of mass destruction.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think Saab are still making missile launchers.
I hope not.
I hope not, but you never know. Maybe that's just, a closed down part of the factory.
Yeah. Check before you buy, folks.
Let's go. Go. Here I go.
Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley. You're so good.
Hello, what's the crack?
Good morning.
Morning.
Did we all watch the inauguration of Donald Trump yesterday?
No, I saw enough clips online.
No.
Did you? Tell me what happened.
Do you know what? In the past, last time I did, and I actually was like, I'm not putting myself in a bad mood.
All right. Well, I watched the whole thing.
Yeah, but I didn't like Aisling. I saw a few clips.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, I'm hoping you didn't see this clip because it was one of the toughest things I've ever had to watch. I was watching the inauguration of Donald Trump on BBC. There is a certain presenter on BBC who used to be RTE. Her name is Katrina Perry.
Yes.
And I love Katrina
Perry. She gave me a tour of RTE once.
Did she?
I was on Work Experience.
She is so cool. I think she's
so
absolutely
good.
Amazing. She's brilliant at her job. And she was doing, because I think she's like the Washington correspondent for the BBC now. So she was over in DC doing the inauguration for BBC. She was presenting the whole show. It was like a 12-hour show.
Okay?
She starts interviewing like people who are going to be like performing on the day and things like that. One of those people is Kid Rock. If you don't know Kid Rock, this is his song.
Listening back to that song, I guess why they were performing at the inauguration.
This is the greatest thing he's ever done, and the greatest thing he ever will do is that song. He's not a great person. He's a big, big Trump supporter.
Right.
And he was being interviewed by Katrina Perry, and the interview was really, really awkward. Have a listen to the first part because I can't anymore. Have a listen.
What about you? What are you doing? Where are you at?
Well, I'm standing on a rooftop in these very, very chilly conditions. I will be on air for 11 or 12 hours, so I don't think I'll have anywhere near as fun a day as you have planned for yourself there. That sounds like you got the better deal here indeed.
I mean, I can't see you right now, so I don't know what you look like.
Okay, we need to take a break there because I can't. Already I'm freaking out because he's being an absolute creep. He's like, what do you look like? What are you doing? Okay.
Oh, no. Oh God.
And then he gets back into it.
Well, I look like I'm ready to hit the slopes, I can tell you. I'm in full-on ski gear here with my hat, gloves, the whole thing, ready to rock, because you got to be wrapped up against the elements, don't you?
I love to go skiing. I love to go skiing. You sound sexy. You want to go with me?
This is live. This is live on BBC News.
Oh, oh that's my not God, fair.
Across the world.
No.
Across the world.
That's terrible.
She handles it absolutely amazingly.
Go on.
And she... except for the very first second where she goes, she's like, what did he just say?
Oh,
have a listen.
Well, we won't get into that right here. So we're doing no skiing today. We've got a day of broadcasting to do. But Kid Rock, thank you so much for joining us here on BBC News. Enjoy your day.
She didn't even owe him those pleasantries. She owed him nothing after that.
No. Oh, my God. Very gracious. She's just about to go viral.
That was the worst thing I've ever watched. I hated every minute of that. And because I saw it and experienced it, you needed to too.
I'm never listening to that song again. I didn't know anything about him.
He's a creep.
Oh, my God. On yesterday's show, Emma, you were telling us about a situation you were having with people parking their cars kind of opposite your house in your estate.
Mm. I was saying yesterday in the show, it's one of those things that happens every now and again, and there's peace when there's no one parking there. But then we went through a phase a few years ago of this guy obnoxiously parking directly outside the house every single day of the week. And I left a note kind of saying, man, do you mind just moving? We're kind of in a cul-de-sac area. It's very tight.
Yeah.
And I was aware that I actually have nowhere to do that because there's no real like laws in estates. You can park wherever you want in an estate. But I was trying to be kind and it backfired. He just got really snotty and kept taking off his top when he got out of his car when he could see us sitting in the sitting room.
Very strange.
Being obnoxious. Anyway, problem now is there's two of them that have been there for now 11 days.
Oh, for God's
sake. And they're parked in an awkward way that you can't even park between them or in front of them or behind them. And I presume they're connected, but I just don't.
I'd be getting myself a lovely new 4 pair of dust caps is what I'd be getting.
It's so annoying.
So we said, yeah, that the first note that you left was a little bit too nice. It didn't really do what you wanted it to do.
I was very kind to him.
Yeah, and then yesterday's show, Dave made a remark and said that you should let them know how mad you are.
I thought that was an interesting use of phrase rather than make them think you're mad.
Let them know
how mad you really are inside.
Oh, yeah, I am, yeah.
And so we said after the show that we would write you some, like draft you up some notes that you could put on the doors of these cars that would really make them move, you know, like scared. Ones that would like kind of freak them out big time, okay? So Dave's written three, I've written three, and then Dave's also got an A AI to write three.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Brilliant. So, you always have my back, guys.
You have, like, so basically, if I have three, Ash has three, and AI is giving you three, that's like...
Nine.
Mm. You've 9 days worth of notes to get through.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
So see which one works. The vibe I've gone for is... I've signed off all of my notes with someone that might give you a clue as to what they're thinking.
Okay.
So, for example, the first note, your car looks very flammable. From Arson Aaron.
That's good.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
your
a little
car
bit of it.
Car looks very flammable.
If I got that note from Arson Aaron, I'd be like, ugh, I'm going to move this. Same vibe. Your car looks very delicious. From Metal Eater Peter.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Good,
love
right?
It. Yeah.
And then this is one, it just says, hello, winky face. You look cute. Please continue to park here if you want me to hide in your car until you're back. Kiss, 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 Alan. From Alan.
Okay, good. From Alan. Yeah, yeah.
From brilliant. Alan.
Okay, yeah. Great.
I love that. Okay.
Okay, great food for thought there.
The last one of yours is in the vibe of a couple of mine.
Yeah.
Will we hit into it? Okay. Hey, cutie. Loved you in that shirt this morning. As much as I enjoy watching you from my front window every day, you're in my spot, babe. I might have to start getting mean if you keep parking there. And I really don't want to be mean. From Lilith.
Oh! Lilith is so terrifying.
Weird. I searched creepy women's names.
Lilith
Sorry
is terrifying.
To any Liliths yeah. listening.
Next okay. one is aggressive. Roses are red, violets are blue. I'll key your car if you don't effing move it.
It doesn't even rhyme.
No.
This loses the whole.
And then we go back to creepy. Oopsie. My little spies tell me you've been parking in my spot. My little spies don't lie, sir. Please don't make my little spies angry. Who knows what they might do?
Very hard to get the creepy vibe across with writing.
I think I want to use all of them, all six so far, going on the windscreens.
You might need like a little voice box that you could record yes. the message into.
Yeah, yeah, just to really get them.
Very good. And then I asked AI, I said, will you come up with a creepy message to leave on someone's car who's parking in my road?
Yeah.
AI came up with three that I think are quite good. First one is, I always know when you're here. So do they.
Oh, I like that.
And the same kind of vibe with this. You've been noticed. They don't like it.
Oh, that gave me shivers.
And then the last one, it's just the exact same vibe. I'm really liking that ChatGPT has gone for. You shouldn't be here. They agree.
You have to say they're all really good. They're all really good.
I'm always
good.
Like good the first time and then I'm like, this is just the same
it's
thing.
It's the same
three
thing
times.
Three times.
Yeah. A couple of them are really good. Okay, well, thank you.
So, what one's for today? What one are you going to pick? Lilith?
I'm going to start...
Metal Eater Peter?
I think I'm going to start literally in order. I'm going to get through three Daves, three Ashleys okay. and see if we even make it to AI.
So Arson Allen.
Your car looks very flammable from Arson Aaron.
I think after Arson Aaron, there won't even be a need to get to the others.
You should burn part of the paper as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like in school with the lighter and a tea bag. Yeah, that's a great show.
Leave a little match.
Right.
Yeah. I was telling my girlfriend I was going to do this on the show and she said, oh, but everyone's going to think I'm so crap at giving presents. So that's a real thing that went through her mind. So I'd want you to know, listening, that she's wonderful at presents. However, she did get me something for Christmas that I absolutely love.
Yay!
I love it so much, you have no idea.
Yeah.
This is a t-shirt. It's just a t-shirt that, like, I know that sounds like, oh, it's not a lot, but it's a really good brand. It's called All Saints. I always see my barber wearing it. My barber's very cool looking.
Oh yeah, All Saints.
He always looks very nice, and I was always like, where do you get these? She got me it for Christmas, right? It's an oversized All Saints, kind of a greenish t-shirt.
Is it kind
t-shirt.
Of that boxy look that's all in, off yeah. the shoulder? Love
that. Yeah, that kind of a vibe. Mm-hmm. There is an issue with it, though. The issue is, I'm too small for it.
Okay.
It's not, because I'm not going to say it's too big. It's not. It's a small. Do you know what I mean? I'm just too small as a person for it, unfortunately. So... I'll take off my hoodie and I'm going to show you what it looks
okay,
like.
Okay, okay. We'll describe it as best as we can.
Because I think, unfortunately for me, it looks like an apron. It looks like I'm about to start painting.
That's so disappointing. Oh, all right, no. Let's have a look.
Oh, I can see your whole chest, your nipples and everything.
Oh, Okay. I think, right, yeah, it's too big. It's too big. Unfortunately, it looks really cool across the shoulders and the sleeves.
Yes. Yeah, the shoulders fit you.
The width is great, I think.
Yeah.
The width is perfect.
The idea of it is, okay, imagine it's all true. In that oversized look. Imagine the lads walking into Love Island. It fits off the shoulders really nice, down the arms really nice. It's just too bloody
just
long.
For context, the t-shirt goes all the way down to the end of my jeans pocket.
Okay. It looks like you're wearing your daddy's t-shirt.
It does.
Do you know what? It's the kind of vibe I'd love to look like if I was in my boyfriend's clothes.
Yeah,
like,
I get what you mean.
You're like, oh, I want to look so cool in this big daddy t-shirt.
Whereas I also feel like I'm in someone's boyfriend's clothes.
I get you.
Do you know what I mean? And I'm really getting annoyed at it because I love it so much.
Oh, it's class.
And I want to wear it so badly, but I look absolutely ridiculous.
Dave has sat back down now, so I can't see how long it is. And he looks really cool.
Thank you.
So what are you looking for here?
I want help. What do I do?
What do you mean, what do you do? What do you want people to say?
How do I wear it? Like,
what do you expect people to do?
Sorry,
here?
I just thought this was, you know, we were...
No.
This show needs to have a little bit more.
You want people to... How do I wear the t-shirt that's too big?
Yes.
What do you think people are going to say?
I don't know. I thought maybe someone would be like, you know, if you wash it at a high thing, it'll shrink, but only the length of it will shrink.
I think this is totally abusing your position on this show.
I thought it'd be a good
asking
thing
for advice on how to wear
it. I thought it'd be good to bring because I thought people might have ideas on how, like, I could fix it, or A, how I could get bigger, or B, how this could get smaller.
How did you improve this content?
I now want to hijack this because I think this is the terrible use of our time on air. and I would like you to send completely unhelpful suggestions to Dave now, on 087-711-103 as to what he can do with this t-shirt, worn or otherwise. I would say, how can he use this t-shirt in any way in his life?
Do you not want to see me in this t-shirt?
It's lovely on you and all the rest, but this is just not... We're better than
we
this,
We do
Dave.
Need to get a photo of this online. Is there a photo of this online?
No. Yeah, people... Jade is asking on Instagram, we need a photo. We're going to put a photo of Dave in the stupid-looking shirt.
It's not stupid. It's gorgeous. It's I love it so much. Looking. I just look
it's
stupid.
Great. It's great.
Yeah,
it's
you
great.
Look stupid okay, on Insta Stories, official Spin 103.
I want you to be extremely unhelpful here and give Dave suggestions on how he can use this t-shirt in his life. Voice notes, please, 087-711-103. In any way,
in
shape,
any way,
or form,
as in if it's cut into a million pieces, how it could be used.
Oh, so you want unhelpful. Great, Sam. Thanks,
unhelpful
Ash.
Suggestions.
Sorry, the boss has spoken, obviously.
Unhelpful suggestions only.
Only.
I would say. And voice notes, please.
Yes. They're laughing, but I think this is a very serious topic. I was asking you about a t-shirt and what I should do with it, because my girlfriend got me this t-shirt for Christmas. It's All Saints brand. It's a really, really nice brand. It's like something I've wanted for so long. And she got me it for Christmas. It's very expensive and I was just so, so buzzing with it. But the problem is it's a little bit too long and it looks like I'm wearing my dad's t-shirt.
Mm.
And I just feel a little bit silly
Dave
looking in it.
Came on the air this morning looking for genuine advice from people on how to style this t-shirt.
Yeah.
And like, I know we do all sorts in this show, but we kind of need to be try and reach a bit higher, I think.
Look, there is an image of Dave up on our Insta stories at officialspin1038, but not everybody's going to be able to look at that at this point.
Fair.
And you asking people for styling advice is a very visual concept.
It's not styling. Well, I suppose it is styling advice, yeah, but I just want to make it shorter. How do I do that?
What we're saying this morning is we'd love you to tell us the most unhelpful advice that you could possibly have for Dave regarding this t-shirt.
Yeah, we're not really interested in what get taken up, shrink it in the wash.
This isn't expose.
No.
I didn't think this would go on as long as it did, but to be honest, I'm kind of on board with the just give it, be unhelpful.
I think you want to see what people are going to say.
That'd be quite funny.
The more unhelpful, the better. And voice notice, please, on 087-711-1038. Michael was in touch.
Simple advice. Don't wear it. Get her to take it back. Get the money. Buy something else. That's probably the best bet.
Do you know what, Michael? That was too helpful for my life.
Yeah, I think that was a little bit too practical, Mike.
Thank you very
much. I didn't like that advice.
Here's Jade.
Hi, Dave. Hi. If I was you and the short on your top was too big, I would actually use it as a window cleaning cloth.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I find it better using a sock or an old t-shirt. Obviously clean to clean my windows.
And I think there's less streaks when it's that kind of fabric, especially the good All Saints brand.
Oh, that'd be a lovely fabric on a window.
You're right, that was unhelpful. Thank you for that.
And I thank you, Jade.
Get them over to us. 087-711-103. The more unhelpful, the better, yes. Please, in a voice note this morning.
I brought what I thought was a perfectly acceptable piece of content to the show, mm-hmm. And it turns out absolutely not. Basically, my girlfriend Pippa bought me a t-shirt that I absolutely love for Christmas. It's All Saints. It's a really nice brand. It's really expensive. I wanted it for a long, long time, but I could never justify buying it for myself. So she bought it for me for Christmas, and I was absolutely over the moon with it. The only issue with it is it's a little bit long. It kind of looks like I'm wearing my dad's t-shirt. And
I like the way you said, it's not that it's too small, it's just that you feel too small for it.
I feel too small for it. I'm not that big yet. But one day when I grow up, it's going to be perfect. But it's just a little bit long, and I kind of feel like it looks a little bit like an apron or something, or like I'm about to paint the house. And so I was asking for advice, and then you just completely took that over. And what people have been doing is getting in touch with incredibly unhelpful advice. Yay. For what to do with this t-shirt.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for that.
Well, we said this is a form of entertainment, and so unhelpful advice would be much more entertaining. Listen, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Radio
appreciate,
man.
Appreciate it.
We're also getting a bit of abuse at the text, Emma, for being so
calling
mean.
Us a pair of bees.
Yeah. You can have a look at Dave in the t-shirt up on our stories at Official Spin 3 on Instagram. We got a message in from somebody who says, get a cardboard cutout of yourself that's twice the size of you and let that wear it. Maybe it will lead to gym motivation. This is the type of thing we were asking for.
That is incredible advice. Brilliant. Well done. Thank you.
Debbie was on as well.
Well, the unuseful way is he could tie it in a knot at the back and kind of bring it up and use it like the gym girls do, show off the booty if he has one. And the helpful tip is to bring it to a tailor and get it shortened to the length that's perfect for him. I have really short arms, so I do find a lot of my clothes have to get tailored to suit myself. And especially if it's a t-shirt that you love and something that you know you're going to get wear of.
Bit helpful here at the end now, Deb.
Yeah, do you know what? I think we could have left it off at the first suggestion, which was do the little bobbin at the back.
I appreciate it, Debbie. That's incredibly helpful.
Can either of your parents sew?
I think my sister can.
Well, there you go.
So yeah, I could bring
anyway,
it to her.
Well, that was very helpful of me.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Freya was on.
Dave needs to go to the gym and get, because he's a bit scrawny, and if he's more bulk, then it'll fit him better.
Ah, Freya. That's
I think
not very
I'm
nice.
Scrawny. You come down here and you say that to my face.
You starting on the kid?
No, she'll probably kill me.
You're trying to fight a little girl.
Here's Holly.
I think Dave should cut out all of the letters that say All Saints on it. Mm-hmm. And then he could get a nice top out of Pennies. And he could hot glue all of the letters onto the Pennies top. So I think that'd be a great idea.
Amazing.
That's a fantastic suggestion.
Wonderfully unhelpful. Thank you. It's brilliant.
Pritt stick I hear is great.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. Nicole was on.
Why don't you just chop it and then give it to your girlfriend as a crop top and then she can wear it and then you just re-gifted it. It's such a better idea.
Guys, the kids are coming in.
Yeah, yeah.
Really hot on this today.
I regret bringing this to the show.
I love it. Here's Paul.
Well, lads, I'd say that's sure to be a brilliant engine cloth. The extra bit of length there as well to wipe your forehead when things get a bit sweaty.
Yeah.
I'd say the fabric as well is brilliant for getting a bit of grip there in the hard to reach places. I think you're on to a winner there.
Do you know what I could do with as well at the moment?
Go on.
Kind of something to wear after I put on my tan.
Oh, very good.
Just in bed, stuff that you don't mind getting wrecked.
Yeah, something you don't mind staining and all the rest.
I would never use this absolutely wonderful t-shirt that I love so much to clean. It's not a Liverpool jersey.
Keep them coming. 087-711-103. Your voice notes, please. The most unhelpful advice you can get. I'm thinking of puppets, you know? Get in touch.
Recharged.
I got a new t-shirt off my girlfriend Pippa for Christmas. I absolutely love it. The only problem is it's a little bit too long. I've been asking you for help on what I should do with it. And you've been sending in your incredibly unhelpful advice. Mm-hmm. Things like cut it up into tiny little pieces or make it a crop top for my girlfriend Pippa.
Mm. Great. Or use it as a cleaning rag. Craig was on.
Dave, I was going to say you could put it down as a blanket for the dog bed. But I'm pretty sure you'll have a United jersey down there already.
Football.
Lol. Kieran was on too.
Dave, what if you get a Tippex pen and you add a T to the All Saints logo and then you scribble out the S on Saints so it says Tall Aints? And then when people look at it, they go, oh, it's because he ate tall.
Yeah!
That's one of the worst voice notes we've ever gotten.
Incredibly good.
So smart, Ciarán. Great use of the noggin at this hour of the morning. Well done.
Aim tall.
Tall, aim tall.
I love that.
Trademark that brand.
I hope you have a great day. Well done. You had a coffee this morning.
Oh, so good. So we did put up a picture of Dave wearing the t-shirt up on our Instagram at officialspin1038. And we've got a lot of responses that have been quite positive, Dave.
Okay, that's good. So what was the question?
We just kind of said, is it too big, essentially?
Okay.
And Caitlin Mohan says, I think it looks good and doesn't look too oversized.
Good.
Amy Mack, I think it looks like it fits. I think that's the look. Siobhan, completely fine. Pippa, your girlfriend, says, I really don't think it looks that bad.
The only thing about it is, in the photo, Dave really has his shoulders back. If you slouch and you add another inch or two.
I would never slouch.
I would never slouch. No,
yeah,
I am.
We've got Holly Pryor. I've seen worse. I thought it was going to be at your knees.
I've seen worse.
Somebody else, Chris Smith, said, wear a necklace or some jewellery to take away from it being long. Now, I think we're only getting to grips with oversized t-shirts. If I saw Dave in a necklace, I don't know.
Oh, you wouldn't be able to contain yourself. I
wouldn't be able to cope. So what are you going to do?
I'm probably just going to bring it home to my sister and see if she'll like sew it up a little bit, just so I can make it a little bit smaller.
Very comfortable.
Just a little bit, yeah. Just a little bit.
But it really isn't that bad.
No.
Pippa did a good job.
I'm really, really happy with it. I'm buzzing with it. So thank you for all your incredibly unhelpful advice.
Wake up. Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Full spins, fully charged. Every day. Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
Let's go. Hello there. What is the story?
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm eating like a king or queen this morning. After 7 o'clock, we were all trying sucking crisps.
We had loads of crisps.
That was before 7:30. I've just mastered something I didn't think I'd ever be able to achieve in the few minutes since we've been in an ad break or whatever and listened to the news.
I've managed
to make a bagel and warm up my boiled eggs and eat most of it.
Yeah, it absolutely stinks at the studio.
Yeah, she brought boiled eggs into an unventilated space.
Oh, yeah, nice one. Appreciate that.
Producer Callum has the goods this morning.
Yeah, so I don't know if you remember before Christmas that I was telling you that I started doing an evening cooking class in Marino College. And it was like meals, so like noodles and pastas and everything like that. Well, I've restarted again. Cooking with Callum is back.
Okay, yay. Good.
But this year I'm doing baked goods, so like pastries and cakes and things.
That's
like
exciting.
That.
You could call it baked with Callum.
Baked with Callum. I thought of that. So every week I document my journey on Instagram. It's at Callum Farmer if you want to follow me.
Good man.
At CALLUM Farmer.
Using our show to produce to
promote himself.
Promote your own.
I do that because I brought in baked goods for you today.
Okay, that's absolutely fair enough.
Last night, I made sausage roll and jam bombs.
Oh,
Ashley's face just dropped because I don't have any food for her.
You could eat the pastry.
What? I had to listen to a ruthless blog for Instagram and I don't get anything.
Do you know what?
No vegetarian
in a couple of weeks, I'm going to be making like jam roly polies and banoffee muffins and things like that. So I'll bring
not
that
be
in.
Eating that.
But today...
God, as I'm stuffed, we've eaten some.
No. Oh, yes. Yes.
He's just handed us a homemade jam.
Can I leave?
And a homemade...
What do you want to see first?
Well, we have a bite of the saucy roll.
Saucy roll first, okay. Callum, well done. So hold on, here we go.
The sausage roll.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
The sausage roll is mango chutney.
No, don't tell me what's in it.
With a bit of curry powder and super quinn sausage meat.
Oh, man.
Real good stuff.
Phenomenal.
So now it smells like egg and sausage.
Yeah, Ash, you just enjoy your banana there.
Yeah.
And then the jambon is just ham and cheese.
All right, here we go with the jambon.
Oh, my God.
I prefer... The
sausage roll has kind of a fruity flavour.
Yeah, but I have to say, Delis, listen up. There's a way you could be doing your jambons better.
There's a way that you could be doing your sausage rolls better.
True.
They are unbelievable. Mango.
Honestly, you're going to have to roll me out of this classroom after 10 weeks. But
this is the way this show was going.
Yeah.
Ash, how do you feel being a vegetarian right now?
Yeah, I'm having a really good banana right now. I'm very ripe.
Why don't you make a nut roast for her?
Oh, God, this is actually terribly unfair. I was very excited for the baking section because I thought it would be... veggie friendly.
This is the best thing ever.
Isn't it sad that in the world, and I know it's not in the name, but like, shouldn't they make veggie jambons? Do they? Just a lovely cheesy
jambon.
They
really haven't mastered veggie bacon at all.
The teacher gave me the option to make a vegetarian jambon last night and I said no.
Yeah, no, good shout.
Sorry.
Are you serious?
But he knows how to make them now, so he'll make them for you tomorrow.
Yeah. You can follow me on Instagram at Callum Farmer. C-A-L-L-U-M Farmer, like the animal.
Them, actually, if you wouldn't mind.
Good morning. Do you know, like, our generation are quite an anxious generation.
Oh, hell yeah.
I was just looking at my dad the other day and I was like, I can't wait to just be like him. Like, because obviously, like, you grow up as a teenager and you look at your dad, you're like, oh God, it's so embarrassing. And now I look at him like, God, I just want to be Don.
Good for you.
I just want to be Don. He has fun all the time.
Brilliant.
Doesn't know the meaning of the word anxiety and just honestly has a laugh the whole time and doesn't care. Just enjoys life. And I just think it's a great way to be. One real funny example of this was, he put a photo of my mom up on Facebook. They were skiing last week or 2 weeks ago. And he put up a photo of her on Facebook. And it was just like, oh, my darling wife or whatever it was. But he put a song with the thing, with the picture.
Facebook's gotten very high tech.
It has. But you can put a song with the post as well. And I think it must have been on a story or something, or maybe it also connected to Instagram. But the photo he put up was just my mom in the snow, and the song was Carole King, Too Late Baby, which sounds like this.
And it's too late, baby, now. It's too late, though we really did try to make it.
Oh!
Yeah.
Something inside has died, and I can't hide, and I just can't.
So if you're not picking up what we're putting down here,
are they okay?
The lyrics are: it's too late, baby, it's too late. Though we really did try to make it, we can't make it now. Something inside has died, and I can't hide, and I just can't fake it.
Ah,
oh no!
Poor mother.
So mom is like, Don,
finding out the hard way.
When are you serving me the divorce, baby?
Mom was like, Don, everyone's gonna think we're getting divorced. He's like, ah no, I just like that song. So he was just like, here's two things I like: my wife and this song.
And skiing.
And skiing.
Yeah, not a second thought.
Not a second thought. Still doesn't bother him. I think it's still
up. I'd be like, anything I put up, if I'm putting up a reel and I use background music, I need to check the lyrics to make sure it's not offensive to anyone ever. Yeah. And is that the clean edit now? You know.
And I have to send every picture that I'm going to post to all the girls, make sure they like the picture
exactly.
And I'm allowed to post it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I just think he's great. He just doesn't, nothing phases him.
Mm.
I introduced my girlfriend Pippa to him over the weekend. I brought Pippa home to my family.
Oh, go on.
Meet the family. And Pippa brought two bottles with her to as like a hello and thank you for having
enough.
Me for dinner or whatever. And she gave them to my dad, and dad for some reason pretended to put them in his ears. And I was like, have you ever met a human before? Come on. Just be a little bit normal. And he thought this was hilarious. And then
so you're just going around with the bottles hanging
just
out
with
his
the
ears.
Bottle like he holding the bottles up as if he was like Dumbo ears. Don't know
just
why.
Like immediately, as soon
just
as you
immediately.
Get
wow. Yeah, and then and
first
he was like,
meeting. There you go.
Yeah, and he was like, "Would you like a glass?" And she was like, "Yeah, please." And he was like, "Cool, I'm going to get some of my own because the stuff you brought isn't chilled." And she said, "Don, I'm so sorry. I'll have to bring a cooler next time." And he said, "Well, you'll know for next time." And they're instantly just, you know, they were having the crack, they were having the banter. Dad just instantly with the jokes, and I was like, "Good man." And then he came over with the glass for her. And he pretended to be a character called Manuel from Fawlty Towers.
Oh, did he now?
So he was bowing.
A real current reference. Yeah,
real current reference.
Yeah, because, you know, Pippa would be well aware of.
Yes, yeah. He was bowing to her and he was like, "And thank you very much." And they were kind of like backing away but walking backwards. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And thank you very much. And kind of bowing. And I was like, God, he's just having the crack.
It'll happen.
He's just having the laugh. And then I was just on his Instagram, just like having a look to see what he posts on Instagram. And I just love his captions. There's a photo of the Christmas tree. Love my tree. Don't want to take it down. Sad face. And I just thought that was really cute. There's a photo of him with all of his friends at dinner. And the caption is, "Food, glorious food."
Nice. I like that. Musical reference.
Him and my mom went skiing last year. And the caption is, "We're back, baby." And the sunglasses emoji.
That's good.
Yeah.
There's a photo of two drinks on a table. Chilling. Is the caption.
Yeah.
Just chilling. This is one of my favourites. He just took a photo when he was in Malta and he captioned it, "First time to Malta, definitely not my last." And you know that like cheeky Nando's emoji? You know, with the hand, it kind of like an A-OK.
Like an A-OK, yeah.
And I just thought, this man is just living his life, not apologising to anyone, and being completely 100%
himself.
It probably takes about 3 minutes for him to do a grid post.
Yeah, yeah, it does.
Just like pick the photo, write the first.
Put a Carole King reference in there.
Yeah, Gen Zs are sweating over this.
Pick
for
your
hours.
Favorite song.
Yeah, I think I'm going to post maybe that next
He's
Thursday.
He's absolutely dead right.
He yeah. is just the coolest person.
Now you've inspired me to go on my dad's Instagram, and he loves. He can't step outside the country without going good drying weather.
Good drying weather.
But WDR weather. And the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Seen worse.
So dad.
A picture of Hosier at Marley Park last summer. Andrew the Ledge. I meant to tag me, but instead I said, Andrew the Ledge, I'm a Nolan. So it's just Andrew the Ledge and then capital E, capital N.
Love.
Yeah, class. They're the best.
Oh, they are.
Morning. Morning. This day last week, producer Callum was all excited because he was heading home to Nottingham to see his team, Notts Forest.
Not his team. Not his team.
Nottingham what? Forest. Take on an inevitably draw to Liverpool. He doesn't like when I say Notts Forest.
This is wrong.
Forest are obviously doing very, very well this year. Third?
Yeah. Joint second.
Joint second. That's incredible. Everybody's shook. But some of Callum's friends were going over to the match. Emma and I kind of peer pressured him into booking the tickets and the flights to go over very last minute. But some of Callum's friends, he said, have season tickets. They go to all the Forest games. And when he said that, I will say, I sort of like took a double take. And I said to myself, I wouldn't have taken producer Callum as one to be hanging out with absolute millionaires. Because
doesn't
I was
give
like,
me that vibe, no?
Multiple of these friends have season tickets. I was like, that must cost literally about 20 grand to have a season ticket to a Premier League club.
It's 20 grand, you thought?
This is what I thought. And then producer Callum tells me that £550 for a Nottingham season ticket.
Yeah, it's not a lot
that's
at all.
Good value.
Considering how many games you could go to.
Like, I know it's obviously loads of money, but yeah, like, how many home games will there be in a season?
Yeah?
Yeah, 19, about 2019. Yeah. And then divide that into 550, it's not that much. Don't know
but
what
do you
it is.
Also get a ticket to the away matches?
You get priority access to right. try and buy those tickets so you don't get an away seat. Okay. But though that £550 gets you into 19 home games.
So then I started thinking, is the Nottingham Forest Stadium like got grass growing up through the cracks and the seats are all rickety and is that why it's so cheap? But then I found a list of the cheapest adult season ticket price for all of the Premier League clubs. And they're not that bad.
Really?
Yeah, I was actually really, really surprised. So if you'd like, we're going to do some higher or lowering of the clubs. So we're going to start with Nottingham Forest, £550 for a season ticket. Do you think Brighton and Hove Albion is higher or lower than that?
I think it's low.
I'd go
say
lower as well. They're not even
Brighton and Hove. Nice views of the sea.
I want to say lower.
It's actually higher.
Is it?
595. How about Manchester United? Higher or lower than Brighton and
probably
Hove?
Lower. They're useless.
595. I want to say it's lower because it's Manchester. It's I want to say it's lower.
It is lower.
Yeah.
You're dead right.
Yeah, it is lower.
579.
Yes.
For Man United. If some lad told me he had a Man United season ticket, I would be like, show me your Rolex.
But it's like a working class area, do you know what I mean? So that's and like it's supposed to be a working class sport as well. So that was the whole point of it. Like.
And you can't just roll up to the club today and be like, hi, I'd like a season ticket, please.
Yeah, because it's there's very a big, long waiting.
There's
list.
A waiting list. So a lot of those prices, like, I would say they're not heritage prices because the season ticket prices do go up now and again, but it kind of goes with inflation.
Mm. Pretty good though. Bournemouth, higher or lower than Man United?
Bournemouth.
Now their stadium's very small.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe
and
more
it's down
demand.
South
more demand.
Is it down south? I thought it was up north. No, I'm thinking higher. Of Bolton. Sorry, I'm thinking of Bolton.
Emma's come in with higher while you boys were discussing.
Going to go higher.
633. It is higher than Man United. It's not bad.
It is weird.
How about Leicester City?
Leicester City. God, there's no rhyme or reason really to this. Yeah, I want to say it's probably higher.
It's lower. It's one of the lowest. It's £404.
Really?
For Leicester City season ticket. West Ham?
West Ham, the stadium of London.
See, the thing about it is, I'm obviously, with my limited football knowledge, going for like, my rhyme or reason would be the more famous clubs are more expensive.
Yeah, that's what I was
out the window. You said
that Bournemouth was on the lowest. I'm going to say it's higher, but probably only by a little bit.
It is actually the lowest in the league.
Is it?
West Ham United, 354. How about Chelsea?
Chelsea would be expensive, I think, because it's a very posh area.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say it's higher.
Yeah, way higher. 810. We're getting near the top. Liverpool, higher or lower than Chelsea?
Lower.
I'm going to say lower.
ever so slightly, 7-13.
Right,
okay. Higher than Manchester. And how about Arsenal? Higher or lower than Liverpool?
Arsenal is higher than Liverpool.
Is that a fancy area?
No, London. It's not, but it is London, so I'm going to say it's higher.
Yeah, Arsenal's the highest in the league, 1,073.
Wow!
Which is nearly double three times West Ham.
But like, if you think about it, that's only 50 quid a game, just over 50 quid a game.
Yeah. Very good.
Very good.
But they're obviously so in demand.
But guys, the time you now feed yourself the day and you get your public transport and you get a hotel and you buy a ticket. It's an expensive day out.
Oh, no, right really now, where am I
right? You're right.
By the time you get in a taxi, it's another 40 quid.
Yeah,
oh,
there you
that's
go.
It, yeah. And the chips.
And the chips.
That's why you're better off bringing your own lunches to Croke Park. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A bit of Ribena, a few Sambos, and one of your 12-pack of potatoes.
Sounds like a great day out. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here. Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
All this week on the show, we want you to win with Lidl, Ireland's best value supermarket. We're playing The Price is Always Right, giving you the chance to win a €200 gift card every single day this week.
Yeah, why not go full Lidl and shop without compromise in store?
All right, on to play this morning are both Amy and Colin. We'll talk to you first, Amy. How are you?
I'm good, just in work.
Oh, where's work? Sounds outdoorsy.
I'm a carer.
I think many would agree you're doing God's work. So fair play, Amy.
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
That's so important.
All right, and Colin is also on. Colin, what are you up to?
I'm just on the way to work now.
It better be a very important job, Colin.
What do you do, Colin?
Cabin crew.
Do you get to just travel all the time?
So I'm heading to America now in about an hour time.
Amazing.
Very cool, Colin.
He's got the Aer Lingus gig.
Very nice.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Brilliant. Okay, so we have a very simple game for you both to play with us. We have loads of random cash amounts on a big wheel here, okay? So you both are going to get to spin the wheel, and you have to get closest to €200 while spinning our wheel without going over €200, okay? So on that wheel, it starts off at like €5. It goes up in kind of 5 and €10 increments. The highest there is 195, so you haven't quite hit 200. There's 100, there's 20, there's 40, there's loads of different cash amounts.
You only get to spin twice, don't you?
A max of twice.
The other thing is that because Amy's on line one and Colin is on line two, Colin might not actually get a chance to spin if Amy hits €200 on the button.
That's it, yeah. So Amy, you're going to get to spin first, and after your first spin, you'll then be able to choose whether you want to stick with that amount or spin once more to see if you can get closer to the 200. But if you go over the 200, you're out and Colin gets the win, okay?
We'll explain it all to you as we go. Okay. Amy, are you ready to spin?
Yeah, let's spin that wheel.
Let's do it for you.
She's spinning.
All right, Amy, you've got a big decision because you've landed on €150. Do you want to spin again to get closer to 200? But keep in mind, you could go bust. You could go over it. What do you want to do?
No, I'm going to keep that.
You're going to keep at 150. All right, yeah. Colm, you got to get closer to 200 than 150 without going over. Are you
and
ready to spin?
And with absolutely no skill whatsoever. Pure
absolutely
luck.
Nothing. Pure luck. Are you ready to spin,
yeah.
Colm? All right, let's go.
Yeah.
Okay, right, Colin, you were about a millimetre away from €170, but what you've actually landed on is €120, which means you're not at €200 yet, so you have to spin one more time, but you could go bust or you could get that closer to €200. Are you ready to spin again?
Yeah, go for it.
Right,
fingers
let's do
crossed.
It. Colin, you are on €120. You have landed on €195, Colm. I'm so sorry. You've gone. No, Amy, he's gone bust. He went well over the 200. I'm so sorry. But don't worry about him. He's going to America.
Yeah, he's going to America.
Oh, yeah, he's sad.
Colm, sorry about that. Have a great day, Colm.
Thanks a million.
Bye.
Amy, congratulations. You've just won yourself a €200 Lidl voucher.
That's made my day.
Nice one, darling. Delighted for you.
Thanks so much.
What are you going to spend it on, Amy?
Well, you know, the old middle aisle.
Yeah.
The old middle aisle. Bit of crack.
We're familiar with the middle aisle. We love it. Amy, great to chat to you and congratulations.
Johnny down the middle aisle.
Yeah, very good. I like it.
Good on you. Amy, have a great day. Thanks for listening.
Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Lovely stuff. Job done.
Happy job days.
Tomorrow morning, I'm still trying to understand the game.
I was explaining it like mid-game and I could see Emma was like,
I watched Emma's eyes glaze over at a certain point. I think it was like, when Colm got to spin again and she was like,
why?
She was thought we'd done it wrong, Dave.
Yeah. And then I was like, everyone gets two spins, I suppose. Yeah, grand. Anyway, as you said, once you come on, it's grand. We'll walk you through it and explain it to
Dave
you.
Dave will walk you through it.
And we'll give you another chance to win tomorrow morning on the show. We'll do that just before 7:30.
Oh my God, guys, the show's nearly over and I never told you about my bloody Frosthaven campaign last night.
Your Frosthaven? That's a new game?
This is the board game I play with my brother and his girlfriend.
I thought it was called Gloomhaven.
Yeah, we moved on to Frosthaven now. Oh, lads, it was unbelievable.
Was
so
it?
I did this like melee attack with the blink blade and then the boss, ice pick,
such a
toppled
loser
to the ground. Then I took out my pincer movements.
Do you know what
I, like,
we'd call you?
Forces.
Call you a fridger.
How dare you? Some people might have been interested in what I had to say there.
A little frigid, yeah.
Just only now on Spin.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.